Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Well, everybody, we promised you something big and hot and DC related off the back of the Batman. So what we're delving into for the next 4 weeks on Caravan of Garbage is something that we like to refer to as the DC graveyard. What's that, Mason?
It's bad DC movies.
Yeah.
90s, early 2000s.
We did Steel, so we've done that
one. That's
true,
yeah. But well, jump right into that big, dark, slimy pit.
Yeah. Also, I should point out that this isn't like a DC exclusive thing. I'm sure a lot of people will be like, well, actually, Marvel made a bad movie. Did you see? They've made a bad... Yeah, we know.
We know. We saw Nick Fury. We talked about it.
We did all the Fantastic Four movies. We know. But yeah.
Get off our backs.
But there's definitely more that we could get to.
Yeah.
Leave a like if you could, because we're kicking things off with Catwoman 2004. And you know why I consider this movie a seminal movie for both of us, Mason?
Oh, I know why, but explain, please.
So people might not know this unless they listen to our podcast, The Weekly Planet, but between the years, probably about 2002 to 2010, we saw literally every movie.
Every movie that came out of the cinemas.
We saw Paycheck.
Yeah.
We saw the
movie. Payback.
Payback. I think that was before.
That was before. That's a pretty good movie.
We saw the movie Gabriel. Which we were talking about just before.
Oh my God, the Australian-made weird angelic Matrix ripoff Gabriel. Yes, please.
But the one movie that I remember you specifically putting your foot down on was Catwoman.
You might say that movie gave me pause. Little cat pause.
That's very good. That's great. Why didn't they use that in this? They used a bunch of other cat puns, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or they just say cat something, something.
Maybe what happened is they did some audience focus testing, and at a certain point, people just started leaving the theater. So they were like, cut it down a little bit.
Cut it down a little bit. So yeah, so that's fun to actually revisit this. Not revisit this, sorry. So that's fun actually to visit this for the first time. Had you seen this before?
I had not seen it before. No, I did. Wow. This has remained untouched. This is a real...
Yeah.
This is a real...
what a moment in time, and not a good one.
No, but it's a real archaeological dig, which fits because there's a big, long opening sequence, a title sequence where it's like, cats in history, what are they about? Do they know stuff, magical stuff? Let's find out.
At least one of them knows some stuff.
Magical stuff?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Would you like a bit of background, though, in terms of how we got to this movie?
Yes, please.
This is sort of a fantastic... tail, excuse the pun, but I actually meant dog tail, so that didn't actually work then. People might have picked up on that.
I was thinking about DuckTales, but all right.
So this actually started as a Tim Burton spin-off, which he was going to direct.
Just a spin-off of Tim Burton's life?
That's right,
exactly. Wow.
Exactly. He had too many cat women in his life, and he wanted to get them onto the big screen. So I guess he wasn't going to do...
You know what they say, Helena Bonham Carter, a wife... Helena Bonham Carter life.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. She's not in this.
No. So what actually happened is, he was supposed to do a version of Batman Forever. He had his own version, which he ended up leaving, and Keaton left. It's a whole thing. I got a video on it. But the same day that Batman Forever was released, he turned in his script for this. Sorry, not this. His version of this.
Oh, I see. Yes, right.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Which would have been spookier, I imagine.
Exactly. And the studio were like, this is not the direction that we're going. And no, fuck off. Mm. Actually, do Superman for us, please. But fuck off with this. You know what? Fuck off with Superman as well. You're not doing anything. So Michelle Pfeiffer actually also had the option to return and declined this role in like multiple times, including the...
No, no,
no,
no.
So
do I have to have children to have a reason to say no to this? Can I just not say no? Well, I'm having some kids.
That actually did happen.
Yeah.
So it ended up in 2001, Ashley Judd came on board, which I think would have been great. Nicole Kidman was also considered, who was, of course, in Batman Forever. Warner Brothers actually then ended up cancelling a version of Batman v Superman in 2004. We actually have an animation of that by the wonderful Sean Willits, if people want to check that out. It's really cool. And Warner Brothers were like, we need something before Batman Begins. We have nothing.
What if we set a Catwoman movie in an entirely CGI city for no reason?
Yeah.
Just, it's all CGI.
But also,
yes,
it's a Tim Burton Batman spin-off because there's a picture of Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman
in
this movie. So technically, this is, well, until The Flash, the last time we saw the Burton DC universe. Mm. Oh, no, but it wasn't on TV. It was on TV. Shut up. I didn't watch it. But I know it was on TV. Anyway, so the director of this, Patov, said, this is
just the one name, well, like Madonna.
He's got other names, but that's what he's known as. He's got other names, Mason.
All right.
He said, I checked out to see how Catwoman is treated in the comics to make sure that our Catwoman was in the same vein, but I didn't want to be too influenced by the comic book.
Oh.
Great choice there. Because the whole point of the movie is to be first a movie and to be different. And it certainly is, wouldn't you say?
I mean,
in the way that it looks like a cancelled TV pilot from the early 90s.
It really does. But what's interesting is he's gone, we want to be completely different, but we're going to just use Michelle Pfeiffer's version of Catwoman. Like, she's just going to be like a meek, clumsy wallflower again.
Who gets murdered again.
She gets Joker-fied. She gets her Joker eyes. She has to swim through a sewer pipe.
You might be wondering how I got here.
Then a cat just does a big hairball in her mouth, I assume.
No, it was a big breath.
All right, fine.
It was a big magic cat breath, Mason. No. And then she gets the Daredevil of sorts powers, or the Spider-Man powers.
Oh my God. First of all, there's so many weird crash zooms and like music video, just weird angles and stuff in this.
Motorbike riding.
But this came out shortly after Daredevil, right?
Yeah, and same year as Spider-Man 2.
It's so Daredevil, this movie.
Yeah, isn't it just?
They're like, can we make Daredevil but weirder and hornier? Can we do that, maybe?
Yeah, and they did. They absolutely did it. And look, I will say this of Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
I love Halle Berry.
Yeah.
I think
she'd
be great.
A great Catwoman, I think. They made a Catwoman movie about the actual character of Catwoman.
I mean, we'll talk a bit about the fallout from this, but look.
Razzie Award winning. That's how it's promoted on the streaming service that I watched it on.
It makes sense. But like, I think like the physicality, she's obviously got down pat. She learned how to crack a whip. She did a lot of the stunts, not all of them, obviously. It was also said that she might have played Catwoman in Darren Aronofsky's Batman Cancelled Year One movie, which I think would have been a much better fit.
I think they shouldn't have called it Batman Cancelled Year One movie. Really put a dampener on it. It's probably why it got cancelled, honestly.
That might have been it.
Yeah, I think she would have been good. She is an Oscar winner, after all.
And yeah, this same year.
And Sharon Stone is an Oscar nominee. Two big winners in this.
And that French girl is in The Matrix.
Oh, my God. It's got this movie has the Merovingian.
Yep.
It has Lois from Family
Guy. Lois Griffin.
From Family Guy. It's got Peter Wingfield of Highlander the series and those weird British Sega ads from the 90s.
Who's he?
Who's a real doctor now.
What?
Did you know that? He became a doctor.
For Wingfield cigarettes?
Yes! He's promoting Wingfield cigarettes, his own brand of Wingfield cigarettes.
Oh, Wingfield.
Yeah,
okay.
Wingfield.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just bizarre. And look, I guess we could talk about the look that they went for here, because the costume is actually by Angus Strathy, who did Strictly Ballroom, who did Moulin Rouge. In other comic book news, he did a bunch of stuff in Deadpool.
Oh,
so clearly not without talent. And the first costume she wears with the mask,
I think that's the best one.
That's probably where you should have stopped this.
Right?
I mean, look, it's not great.
Uh-huh.
But it's better than what they end up with.
It's a little bit Birds of Prey, TV series Birds of Prey.
Very much so.
I think the final one is like, did you need the cutouts on your butt? Is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's barely a costume.
Exposed midriff is not good for fighting crime or doing crime or whatever you're doing in this. It's kind of vague. Look, the thing about this movie is she's not, it's like I said, it's weird that they didn't go... Selina Kyle is a woman who was raised, you know, she had a rough upbringing in the streets of Gotham City, and she becomes the world's greatest cat burglar, and it's, you know, it's just a great story of cool, fun heist stuff, and she's coming up against, you know, big hitters of the DC villain world or whatever. And is she a bit like, to look at that and be like, that's not interesting. I think if we're doing a female superhero story, she should be fighting some sort of cosmetics crime.
Yeah, because of women, I get it.
Because she's a girl.
We should talk about the villains.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a big fake out because you think the bad guy is the Merovingian. Mm. I mean, never at any point. But the movie kind of
is
set up that way, even though we see that it's clearly Sharon Stone.
Mm.
And they're releasing a face cream to the public.
Yes.
That a few people have already been trying. And if you put it on,
yes.
It's fine
mm.
initially. But if you stop.
It's on fleek.
It's on fleek. Thank mm. you. If you stop, it like scars your face horribly.
But if you put enough of it on, you become sort of some sort of marble skin
sparkly vampire skin.
Oh my god, it's back! It's back. We thought we were out, but they've dragged us back in.
And that's the way they're able to have them be a match for each other at the end with Sharon Stone and Catwoman, because Catwoman has cat powers of sorts.
Yeah,
Sharon Stone is a marble woman, but like.
That means everybody who, enough people who use the cream in the future
yes.
would also become marble creatures.
It's really strange. And also the idea that normally.
It's almost like they didn't think this script all the way through to its logical conclusion.
But if you just went.
It's almost like us trying to do that is stupid in and of itself.
But if you just went, and I guess the Burton universe is a little bit fantastical what they do with Catwoman.
Mm.
But if you traditionally went with the athletic cat burglar person
mm.
goes up against another athletic person. Mm. Then that's
it's. I guess
you,
it is
you
just,
don't. You don't have to give them both strange powers.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean. That don't make any sense. Anyway, she's from a lineage of cat women.
Oh yeah.
The catnip scene's great. After she's getting explained,
mm.
she does a lot of little cat stuff where like she eats like 9 tins of cat food and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of point where I'm like
Benjamin Bratt's like, oh, do you want to come in? Oh, you want to come in? Oh, now you want to go out again.
But that's
for God's sakes, patience.
But she's not.
I just let you in. It just. Oh, now you want to come back in again. All right, great.
She's not literally supposed to be a cat.
Right.
Like, so I don't understand. Like, Batman isn't a bat. You know what I mean? Mm. Man bat is a
man
bat.
Man bat is definitely a bat. He's partially, I mean, it's a man bat.
Yeah, that's right.
Bats are actually bats.
I did like the scene where she's trying to figure out what's going on, you know, in her mind and her body and her. Karen haircut transformation.
Oh, I have written Karen
is that
haircut.
The
here.
Most that's the most peak Karen haircut I've ever seen. Is
this
the origin of the Karen haircut?
I absolutely think that is, but she pulls it off in because she doesn't have the Karen attitude.
That's very true. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so the scene where she's trying to work out what's going on, and she Googles cats women, the cat in history, very good, diabolical cats.
Yes.
So there's some.
I would have written. I would have typed. Can cats give you magical powers?
Question mark.
Question mark.
Yeah. And it's interesting because she keeps finding a picture of the cat that gave her cat powers. And she's like, that's the same cat.
Sure.
Yeah, but cats, like a lot of cats look the same, you know? That would be the conclusion that I would draw.
Yeah, but you're a cat racist, so.
That's a great point, Mason.
Mm.
I am a cat racist. Here's a question for you, though.
Go on.
Do you like basketball, Mason?
I love basketball and I love horny basketball. The thing of it is, I think they went, I don't know if the time frame gives them enough time to rip off Daredevil, but again, I think they went, we had that fun playground meet cute.
Oh, yeah.
In Daredevil, and that got some real life sparks flying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's do it again with basketball, but this.
Yeah, but this. And it works perfectly, I would say. As far as movie scenes go, people were there on the day and they made it happen.
That's
didn't
right,
they?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
they have to have. Otherwise, I mean, how would we be seeing it otherwise?
Oh, pure CGI. Maybe most of it was CGI. I don't know.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't know.
Well, there's a few like little outdoor action
It's
sequences.
Not the worst thing in the movie. I can't off the top of my head think of a worse thing in the movie, but I think there is another one.
So what did you think about the Ferris wheel rescue, I guess, if we're talking daytime action sequences? Mm. Also, what kind of mother lets their child go on a ride by themselves? What was she doing? What's going on there?
Yeah, great question.
Good thing Benjamin Bratt is a Ferris wheel expert or something. Isn't he just?
Yeah. He's a Ferris wheel base jumper in his spare time. He pulls the chute just right before he gets to the surly attendant who isn't paying attention.
So, yeah, he's in this and they meet because he's like, this woman's trying to kill herself. But she was rescuing a cat. And I, for a second, thought that does he have powers? Because the way that he gets from the ground level to her window.
Yeah.
It's like 3 seconds. Mm. He flew up those stairs.
Yeah.
He's a brat man, perhaps. I don't know what's going on there.
James, I'm looking at your computer. You only have one note and it says brat man. And then a little picture of like a celebrating horn just going off. Just one of those little emojis. We get it. You're proud of it and you should be. It's the best joke anyone's ever made.
Thank you. Are you familiar with graphology?
Is it a completely debunked science? There's a lot of great science in this. There's not only is there handwriting analysis science, which is not an exact science, as they say, in the sense that it's not a science
at all. It's not a science
at all. But I bet people have gone to jail for it in real life.
Oh, definitely. It's like, you know, like craniology was a thing where you can measure people's skulls to determine how intelligent they were.
But not only
it's more bullshit.
This movie also has, and it's the thing that undoes Patience Phillips. It reveals her as Catwoman.
Yeah.
The crime lab of this entirely CGI city also has lip match forensics.
It does do. Lip match forensics.
You can just take a photo of a big kissy
and
compare it to a picture of another kissy. It's like, that's a 99.9% match.
Is that do you think lips have fingerprints? Lip. I don't have a pun for that. Mm. I wish I had something like Bratman, but I don't for this. Anyway, if you know, I'd love to know. I love her also with, just to quickly get back to the graphology, it's like, well, this letter says that she's lonely, or this one says that she doesn't play by the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is nothing. Like, this thing that you're doing is nothing.
This is horoscopes for lab techs, I think.
Get out of here.
You are fired if you are applying any of this to your actual work.
Yeah.
Unless you're putting away people we don't like, in which case you're getting a promotion.
That's right. So at the end, the Merovingian is killed, right?
Yeah, sure.
And it's pinned on the Catwoman. Luckily, she's able to T-1000 both out and presumably back into her cell.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has the T-1000 scene ever been done better?
No, not even in Terminator 2.
That's true.
As soon as I watch this, I snap my DVD copy of Terminator 2 in half. Never watching that again. What a waste.
But I have a question for you in terms of like Sharon Stone's like long-term plan.
Okay.
What
you mean the actor Sharon Stone?
She's still working. She's still doing stuff. She wrote a book recently. But I mean the actor. I don't mean the actor. I mean as in the character, whatever her name is. What's the plan?
Let me think. Okay, so it's everybody uses the product because it's addictive, but it also works.
Yep.
And then?
Well, it works in terms of like, it gives you a very shiny face app, early 2000s filter.
But also sometimes if you use too much of it, you end up in hospital.
Because it gives you migraines.
But it didn't work on Sharon Stone. She got turned into a marble woman.
She took it to the extreme, I guess. She broke through. Right. But if you stop using it, your face melts off.
Mm.
But at the end,
turning people into monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. Imagine having bad skin.
Oh, I can't
what a monster.
Ugh, the worst. But even like, you know, like what happened to Lois Griffin? Did her face like rot off?
Great question, right?
Well,
we don't, there was no Catwoman 2.
That's right.
Maybe in Catwoman 2 she becomes Catwoman Universe Two-Face.
Oh,
right?
Catface.
Because she was only doing one side of her face with the stuff.
I love that. I love that idea, Mason. Anyway, they have a fight at the end, and that's good.
Who's they? Sharon Stone and Halle Berry,
Also, I should point out, like, this is a different, this is Patience Phillips.
Yes, it's not Selena Kyle,
yeah.
Yes.
boo on that one, I guess. But also, thank you for not doing the other version, I guess.
Mm.
Not that it matters, really, does it? Because everything's made up and who gives a shit? But I really enjoyed a couple of things at the end. Okay. First of all, the way that Sharon Stone fucking pinwheels out of that window. My God. She does like 100 cartwheels before she hits the ground.
But what I liked about that...
Also, she should have shattered. If she was made of marble, right? She should have shattered.
But didn't she fall into a big... There was glass around her and it looks kind of like that.
I don't like that.
You know what I did like is that when she was about to fall to her doom, Patience Phillips Catwoman is like...
I'll help you.
I'll help you. Puts out her hands to help her. But like, you definitely killed a guy early on. Yeah, I heard his neck break.
Yeah, you did that. And
afterwards, just let her die as well. What are you doing?
And at the end,
she's the worst one. You just killed a security guard is what you did. You killed a guy.
Yeah.
And his family be like, he's been working late tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
The Catwoman killed him. But yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say, because she says at the end, I might not be a hero, but I'm certainly not a killer. Incorrect.
Yeah, you are.
You're a big killer. Mm. Anyway, it's time for Catwivia.
I mean, I have one piece of Catwivia. Sure. Just beforehand, go into that. It's just or
just a thought.
Just a thought I had. The mask she wears gives her a really tall head.
That has think about a tall that. Head, yeah,
big tall head.
Yeah.
It's a cover the Karen haircut. You can't squash down the Karen haircut. Yeah.
But like that domino mask initially.
Much better.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't steal, or she does? I don't know.
She did, but then she didn't.
She put the mask back.
Because they're like, okay, well, clearly Pitov was like, well, what's some Catwoman stuff? Oh, she steals jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Oh, wait, is that from the comics? No, it is. Well, we'll have her putting back jewelry.
Because we already filmed the scene. I'm reading the comics as I'm making this film.
Anyway, to continue on with Catwivia.
Get into that Catwivia.
A rough cut of the trailer was put online a few months before the film's release and drew such heavy criticism that it was quickly pulled. It was soon replaced with a new trailer which didn't feature any dialogue. I remember that because we saw every movie, Mason.
Yeah, that's right.
This movie features both Sharon Stone and Benjamin Bratt. Mm. Bratt was considered by producers for the male lead role in Basic Instinct 2 in 2006.
Even more basic.
That's right. But Sharon Stone allegedly vetoed his casting.
Because he wasn't basic enough.
Well, because she did not consider him to be a good enough actor.
Was there a Basic Instinct 2?
Yeah, there was.
She was in it.
She was in it, yeah.
Wow. It wasn't a direct-to-DVD situation.
No, I went to cinemas, That's kind of like, that's mean to be like, no, you were in this terrible movie with me. And I was terrible in it, but you know what? You were terrible. Yeah. That's going to be how I judge you.
Did she not believe the chemistry of super handsome Benjamin Bratt falling in love with his absolute... just Dormouse Halle Berry.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yuck.
Look at her wearing a big sweater. Yuck. God. Ugh.
Gross.
In a pre-Karen haircut? My God.
And the last bit of Catwivia, Halle Berry became one of only 6 actors in history, only 5 at the time, to possess both an Oscar and a Razzie after her win for her infamous performance in the movie. She also became the first to accept their Razzie in person, walking on stage, proudly holding both Oscar and Razzie aloft and feigning tears of joy. She gave a short acceptance speech. I'd like to thank Warner Brothers for making me do this god-awful piece of shit movie. But also, like, fuck the Razzies.
Yeah.
I mean, we criticize things here on a weekly basis.
Sure.
But the Razzies is just so, like,
just
fuck you, shut up. Fuck everybody at the Razzies.
She should have just held up the Oscar and been like, just have a look at yourselves. Mm. All of you.
Yeah, exactly. Just stupid. You know, it's been gone like since at least the 80s. I didn't realize it had been around that long.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, fuck the Razzies. Anyway, budget, Mason.
Okay.
This only cost, if you can believe it, $100 million.
Whoa.
I mean, that's crazy because this doesn't look like...
Again, it looks like a TV pilot. It looks so much like, and we've covered it before, the TV series Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
The Batman Universe TV series with no Batman.
It looks worse than that Wonder Woman pilot that we also watched and have a video on.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
And that was that also cosmetic-based?
It was cosmetic-based.
That was also like, Wonder Woman should probably fight some beauty-related crimes. women aren't going to, no. And then she's got to sit on the couch and eat ice cream.
Check out that video if you could. So this is incredible. This movie, as mentioned, cost $100
million.
The Batman 2022 cost $100 million.
Whoa.
What? Because that's like $100 million in 2004.
Yeah.
Which is $110 million now or something else, isn't it?
It's more.
It's more money.
Somebody, whoever's editing this can probably that inflation calculator thing.
Lawrence is doing this one. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence.
And speaking of Lawrence, get ready for this. Something depressing. New segment of the show.
Oh, no.
Just something depressing to end on.
About Lawrence?
No, he's fine, I hope.
Okay, great.
Hope so.
Lawrence, you're fired. This is your last video.
But finish it.
Yeah.
No, Lawrence, you're wonderful. So Catwoman was the highest grossing female-led superhero film until the release of Wonder Woman in 2017.
The pilot?
No.
The TV pilot?
No.
when they did a cinema release of it?
No, so this Catwoman only made $80 million. So big bomb.
Yeah, wow.
And but still like, and look, I know.
And that would have killed female-led quote-unquote superhero movies for a decade.
Elektra, and there might have been some others. But I think that they use movies like this and Elektra as an excuse to go, well, people don't see these. Yeah, but this is terrible. We didn't see it and we saw everything.
Yeah. And you know what they say, when James and Maso from 2004 or whatever, when they don't like something, Yeah.
Here's some movies that came out in 2004.
I'm ready.
We saw The Village, didn't we?
Maybe. I don't know.
We saw The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher, is he in that?
That's right.
Whoa, nice.
We saw the movie Walking Tall.
Oh, The Rock's in that. He's got a big 2x4. He gets out of his truck and they're like, there's no way you'll hit me with that 2x4. But he does.
I'm going to hit you.
Whoa.
I'm going to do it. Night Watch. We saw Night Watch, Mason.
Yeah, oh my God.
Jersey Girl. We saw Jersey Girl. We saw the movie Taking Lives with Angelina Jolie.
She loved it.
We saw King.
She paid for our tickets.
We saw Man on Fire. We saw Dawn.
Man on Fire was great, though.
Yeah, we saw Dawn of the Dead. Good movie. We saw King Arthur. We saw that King Arthur reboot.
Which one? There's been 100 King Arthur remakes.
We saw The Phantom of the Opera. We saw the movie Cellular. I kind of like that movie.
Oh, like, Chris Evans, isn't that?
Exactly. We saw the movie Troy.
Yeah.
Which some people like. Mm. So there you go.
Big year for Jolie Pitt.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think also, did Alexander come out that year?
They probably also saw some stuff on DVD or maybe still VHS. Maybe there was still stuff coming out on VHS.
Exactly.
Maybe we saw some stuff on VCD.
That's right. Mm. And people might want to know what's coming up next week. You know what I mean? For the DC bargain bin. Whatever we name this, I can't remember.
DC Trashiverse.
Anyway, here's a hint.
Oh.
Constantine, Mason.
Oh,
it's actually a good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did that do well? We'll find out next week, I guess.
So, not particularly. I think it did okay.
Actually looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. Me
too.
Who knew
after this and 5 weeks of Twilight movies?
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you've got something you'd like to suggest for the DC Bargain Biniverse, whatever the thing is that we're calling it, please let us know what you'd like to see.
DC Pooniverse.
That's right, because we've got a
not the Pooniverse.
No.
That's rude.
As in P-O-O dash
Niverse.
Yeah. Also, if you'd like to see any of these early, guess what you can? Head over to bigsandwich.co because they go up there early every week. And on top of that, we also have bonus podcasts there. We have movie commentaries there. We do a bunch of cool stuff that's exclusive there. It's like our Patreon.
Cartwheels. Catwoman-style cartwheels.
Sharon Stone-style cartwheels out a window to our death.
Sometimes there's just a video of us and we're on a Ferris wheel.
What a big Ferris wheel.
We're having a nice time.
Also, our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that comes out there Sunday as opposed to Monday. And of course, yes, we have done an episode on The Batman.
Yes.
Which just, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, obviously it's better. But we talk more about it, don't we, Mason?
I mean, we sure do, yes. Yeah.
Anyways,
we don't leave it at that. We don't go, hey, everyone, welcome to the show. Anyway, The Batman 2022 is better than the movie Catwoman 2004. Good night, everyone.
Even though they cost the same.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Cat got your tongue, Mason. That was a line in the movie.
Nice. Meow.
Yeah, she meowed a couple of times.
Yeah, she did some meows.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.